It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Okay, so last week we talked through the inner game of real estate. And maybe you're glad that part is over. I don't know. It may be uncomfortable, but it is the key, okay? It is key. Without that inner game, the outer game cannot be won, period. All right? Now, the outer game. Let's talk about the outer game. There are four tools that you'll need in order to successfully play the outer game of real estate. One, you need knowledge, okay? You need to know what you're doing, obviously. Two, time. You've got to have time to consistently apply what you do know. And three, you need money. Yep, real estate costs money. It's not free. You do need money. And four, credit. You need credit. Now, that could be a credit score, or it could be credibility amongst your, you know, your network, your peers, friends, family, and associates. That's all you need, those four things. But you do need them all. Now, before you throw in the towel and you have this head-to-desk moment, let's evaluate ourselves real quickly. Okay, it's reality check time. Let's just get a real good, clear picture of what we got going on. Get out a pen and a scrap piece of paper. Okay, get that out real quick. Go ahead. I'll wait. Go ahead. Got it? Okay, cool. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very little, 10 meaning you have plenty, how do you rate yourself in the knowledge department, the know-how of investing in real estate? I mean, how comfortable are you with what you already know? You know, a 1 being, hey, I don't know anything. I have no idea. And a 10 meaning, Matt, I got this covered. You can't teach me a thing, actually. And in fact, I'm going to go check out what's on TV. If that's you, you're a 10, all right? So go ahead, write it down. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself in the knowledge department? Write that number down. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself in the time department? How much available time for investing do you have? Because this takes time. This is a business. It's probably going to take more time than you planned for. It does take time, and it does take work, too, but it definitely takes time. So a 1 looks like, hey, I'm holding down 5 jobs right now, and I care for a family of 6. I don't have any time for this real estate investing thing. If that's your life, score yourself a 1 and stick around because you really need this. And now you're a 10 if this sounds like you. Hey, I haven't got a thing to do in the world all day. I've got nothing but time. If that's you, give yourself a 10. So go ahead, write it down on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you rate yourself in the time department? Okay, so let's talk about the money department now, based on your goals. Okay, how would you rate yourself from 1 to 10 in the money department? A 1 being, I haven't got a pot to piss in. I can't rub 2 nickels together, and actually there's nothing in my pocket but lint. If that's you, you're a 1. And you stick around too. All right, so... Or you might be, I have all the money I've ever needed. I'm just doing this real estate investing thing because I'm bored. If that's you, give yourself a 10. Okay? So go ahead, write it down. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself in the money department? Write that number down now. Okay. Now, in the credit department, I want you to kind of push or smoosh, I guess, your credit score and your credibility score together. I want you to combine your credit score, high or low, okay, and take an average of the credibility that you have with your network, your family, and your friends, and come up with a number there. Just kind of take your credit score and your credibility score and kind of put those together, come up with an average. I mean, if I asked one of your friends what kind of person you are, what are they going to say? He's a good guy, he's honest, she's hardworking, or that lowlife, I wouldn't loan them a dime, ever. What are they going to say about you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate their response? And take that number and combine with how you'd rate your credit score on a scale of 1 to 10 and just kind of average the two. Okay, go ahead. Doesn't have to be exact. Just come up with a number. You trust your gut. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself in the credit department? All right, so you should have all four numbers. Do you have all four numbers? Got them down? Great. Now, after asking these questions of thousands of people, here's what I know. Very few people have the same number of score all the way across the board. Very few. In fact, I don't even think I've met one. And if they do, it's going to be very short-lived. What happens to many people, though, is that they think they need to have all of the tools before they ever get started, so they don't get started. And you don't need all of them. In fact, that's unrealistic. You just need access to all of them. Got it? Understand, one person's strength is another person's weakness and vice versa. So take a look at your scores and see where you're strong and where you're weak. And if you're weak in all of them, that's okay too. The first place you'll want to build is your education. But take inventory, and instead of waiting to build or acquire the stuff you're lacking, collapse your time frame to success and associate with people that already have it. Bring your strengths to the table, head held high, by the way, knowing that you have what others are missing. What you've got, someone else is out there, they're looking for it. What's easy for you is difficult for someone else and vice versa. Oh, and one quick side note, however. If you have all the time in the world and nothing else to offer, you're not providing value. You've become a value extractor, actually. Yes, as a real estate investor, you absolutely need time, but if time is the only thing you've got, then it needs to be paired with something else to create value for someone else, okay? So, listen, nobody makes it in this business alone, and nobody scores a perfect 10 in every category. Nobody. So just go out there with confidence and build your team with people whose strengths complement your weaknesses. And once you have your team together, all there's left to do is to plan the work and work the plan. That's how the outer game is won, by working a good plan consistently with persistence. I'm Matt Theriault of Epic Real Estate, and I will see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.